Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Actor Jamie Dornan says an insect sent him to the hospital with heart attack symptoms. But before we get to that story, I want to talk about Love on the Spectrum. Have y'all seen that show yet?
Not yet, but I was on Netflix and the trailer played for it, so I got to see a little bit of the trailer.
So I haven't seen the show in its entirety, but I keep seeing all these clips pop up on my TikTok that might just have me convinced to see the show. So if you've never heard of it, it's seven adults with autism that dive into a headlong into a dating group to explore the unpredictable world of romance, tackling misconceptions and both about themselves and how they want to live.
Tommy, didn't you tell us that one of our engineers has a kid who's on the show?
Yeah, Brian. Well, his wife's on the show.
Oh, his wife's on the show.
She's a very active spokesperson when it comes to autism.
Oh, okay.
Gina is her name. She's on the show.
I was going to say, that sounded weird that his wife would be on the show. That,
hey,
you're exposing her for being on the spectrum, and she's married.
No, she's a big-time spokesperson when it comes to autism.
She should not be dating.
Thank you for clarifying.
Well, a lot of people are describing watching it as sort of saying, you know, this is pretty much just neurotypical people dating, but if they had a truth serum. So there's one girl on the show. Her name is Danny. She's just being real about how she wants somebody with money.
I want somebody with a career who can win good bucks, good salary. I need somebody who's financially secure, who can maintain a company.
You're a gold digger, are you, Danny?
Yeah.
You know what a gold digger is?
Gold digger means they're trying to look for guys who are rich.
Is that you?
Pretty much, but...
At least she's admitting it.
She's
hiding anything.
She's being real about what they want. And there's this another person on the show, and his name is Tanner, and he is talking about how long he's been single.
I've been single for a very long time, since I've been on Earth, since I was born. If you were to say on a scale of 1 to 10 how important it is for you to find love, what number would you choose? I would choose 12.
He's a 12 out of 10. And they're also very clear about what they are not looking for.
I realized that, you have to be attracted to somebody. You know, I've never thought a man really looked that good.
Hey, real talk for a second. When it comes to these kind of TV shows or these kind of TikToks or Instagrams, do you guys have like the slightest bit of awkwardness watching them? Like there's this girl that has Tourette's that I follow religiously on Instagram, and she shares her tics, and when she talks, she'll go in a million different directions that are really, really funny, right? And she's clearly doing it to A, because it's funny, but B, also educate. But is there any part of you guys like watching a show like this or a TikTok like that is like a little bit awkward about it?
No, because no? I so firmly believe that exposure leads to understanding leads to empathy, and that just leads to a better society overall. Mm-hmm. And I think they're willingly, if it was somebody like hidden camera filming them, then that would be a completely different vibe. But the fact that they are putting themselves out there on their own terms, on their own accord, in order to educate and let other people know, like, hey, this is my life and you don't have to be scared of it. And it gives you a better understanding, which will give you more empathy for those around you. And I think that is just so invaluable.
How about micro wrestlers, little people wrestlers that have a reality TV show that are based out of Pigeon Forge?
Is this real?
That's a real thing?
And it's real good. It's real good.
I ain't finding stuff. Is that the one where they go down the line and they introduce themselves?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like
that.
A big old thing in Pigeon Forge right now. But
yeah. It's awesome. No idea. No clue.
Would you say the same thing? It's a real league for little people to be wrestling in.
If they are doing this and they are putting that out there and that is their choice, then sure, let the education begin and pick yours.
Okay.
All right, this is why kids shouldn't be able to watch R-rated movies. So an old interview that resurfaced of Ryan Gosling, he was in the first grade and he admitted that he ended up getting suspended from school after he did something that was featured in an R-rated movie. So he had just seen Sylvester Stallone's First Blood, and I guess it just really impacted him on such a deep level that he started throwing knives at some of his classmates, and that's how he got suspended from the school.
That story's true?
Yeah, it's on the prep sheet, so I'm going to assume they're not lying to us.
How old was he at the time?
First grade.
Well,
because I saw that story on social media, and I thought somebody had just made that up as like a joke or something satirical. I didn't realize it was real.
No. He was that dumb.
Just launching knives.
I've got his direct quotes right here. They say it's him. I just believe what the internet says.
No, I mean, for sure. I saw the headline and I thought it was like The Onion or some satirical website or something making stuff up about how Ryan Gosling used to throw knives at people.
I guess not. Well, for more stories, head to The Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.